was to show you. I'm going to, this is the candidate instruction that you'll see, that the candidate will see on the door, and that will be part of your evaluator package. So this is the station. I'll let you read this. All right, I'm going to hope that this, here. And then this is what you're going to be asked to evaluate. And then I'll show you the video. Okay. Oh, sorry.
I'm okay.
So that's what happened. This is clip one. How do I make it go in the middle? Oh, weird. Okay.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Beth, I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I had a bit of a rough morning. I rushed to class and then.
Can you hear? The volume on the actual video, which you have to move over. No, it's a volume.
Okay, we're gonna try. Let's start it over.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Beth, I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I had a bit of a rough morning.
Can you hear it? Do you have some idea of?
Is there like a general control thing? Where you could
We're not on this computer. Oh, yeah. That's the problem. Yeah. Oh, yeah? Okay.
No, it's not coming from here because it's plugged in. Now try.
Okay.
Let's play.
Been together for a year so far.
Oh.
Been working on our
is that better?
And there was just one issue that I thought would be important to discuss since we've become really good friends over the year. And it's just there's no easy way of saying it, and this might be a little awkward, but.
Okay. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Should I start from the beginning again? You're okay? Okay. So we're going to go. Ready? Here we go.
I just wanted to tell you that I noticed that sometimes when we're talking and we're a little close that you have a little bit of issue with your breath. Yeah. I know. It's gonna be a little awkward.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you why I thought it would be good to talk about it.
Oh my god, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah. I know.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't need to apologize.
Absolutely
don't need to apologize.
Stay here.
But I wanted to tell you because, like, we're in sociology and we are gonna be applying for internships to work in labs and stuff, and we're gonna be applying for jobs. And this is something that might affect the outcome. And we become really good friends, and I would want someone to tell me if my breath smells.
Yeah, of course, but this is
something that, like, you think it's bad now, but this is something that will be fixed, and it won't matter anymore, right?
Okay, but I mean, you mentioned the group. Do you mean that everyone's been talking about this?
So,
like,
yeah,
does everyone think I have bad breath in the group?
Well, we talked about it, yeah.
Oh my god.
But it's
oh
because,
god,
but like, we become good
so
friends,
bad.
Right? Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I know it sounds like it's bad, but we decided that.
I feel
that,
bad now. Yeah, I don't want to.
You absolutely don't need to feel bad about this. We got together and we discussed that we figured it would be way less awkward if one person spoke to you about it. And the way you want to handle this is absolutely up to you.
Okay.
Like, personally, I'm more of a, like, just beat the conversation until it doesn't matter anymore. So I'd go up to the group and be like,
I think it's
hey
okay.
Guys, my breath smells. Deal with it.
I might
and
need you for the next
that.
Video. We'll go through the slide, but I don't know how
but
to make them
organized.
Yeah. Like
okay.
So far,
I'll just get
you
the question.
Do you want to do that part?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's been a bit overwhelming for me, but I
I'm going to sit down.
I And,
is that okay?
I concerned myself that I had trouble meeting people, and then you guys were like the only group that I had, and now you all think I have.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not. Like, we decided that because we're friends, we're going to talk about it, and we're all first year students. We've all had trouble making friends, and it's an adaptation process for all of us. And, like, we all have our days of bad breath and not. But we figured maybe is there something you think that is causing this?
I tried
thinking
of myself, but it's been hard because
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a bit overwhelming, and I don't have time for a lot of things. Exactly. I guess I haven't.
It's not bad, it's just something we noticed, and we thought that it would be really ideal to talk to you about. I'm only doing this because we're friends, and I felt like I would want someone to tell me, and I know at the beginning it's awkward, but once it fixes itself, it won't matter anymore.
But what do you think I should do? Because I thought it was okay,
yeah.
You know?
Well, you mentioned like that you don't brush your teeth regularly. Is there anything else that you have happens that might affect your breath?
Well, do you think I smoke a bit when I'm stressed.
Okay.
Do you think that's...
Possible. We can talk about your smoking habit another day, though. But but maybe brushing your teeth. I know it sounds like a chore at the beginning, and like you know they say you should brush your teeth for 2 minutes, and maybe trying it, like it might help. And then try it out. If that doesn't, I can refer you. I have a great dentist that I found. His charm, like he has massage.
Okay, you
can
really
nice. Absolutely. I can give you his number, and you can make an appointment. And but like it's well. When was the last time you saw your dentist?
Yeah,
so maybe it would be a good idea to have a meeting with one. But it's not the end of the world. You can start with brushing your teeth, and if that helps, then you can take your time. But I don't want you to feel bad. Don't put your hand in front of your mouth. It makes you feel terrible.
I mean, it's embarrassing. I don't want you to have.
It's fine. I don't smell anything now. But just I just want you to know that my intentions were good, and I don't want you to feel bad at all.
And it's very nice of you to tell me. I mean, you're being a really good friend.
Awesome.
I mean, it's embarrassing, but I would rather know now than 4 years later when I graduate.
And like with the group we discussed, and I know it sounds awful that we discussed it as a group, but if you don't want to deal with it again, like you don't have to talk about it. If you wanna just say, hey guys, I appreciate it, it's fine.
You think it's okay with everyone? Like they don't feel forced?
No one feels forced to do anything. This is entirely up to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really nice. Thank you for telling me.
All right. So we're going to go, back to the slideshow. That if I can do that. All right. So we're going to go through each question that we read that you guys read before. We'll go through it one at a time, and unfortunately, we don't have the clickers. But maybe I can have a raise of hands. So, just the first question: ability to establish a friendly, non-judgmental relationship with the student receiving the news. So I'm going to say A. Anyone thinks that this candidate failed? No. B. Inadequate. Okay. C. Good. All right. D. Strong. 5, 6, okay. E, very strong. 21. So 21 for that. F, excellent. So that's 7. And G, outstanding. Okay. So just that we can come sort of to a little bit of a consensus, a little bit bring ourselves closer together. So it's good that no one thought this person failed or was inadequate. So we had from strong to outstanding. So maybe those of you who are strong, would somebody like to say why strong, why not, what do you think could have been better? Or those who are saying outstanding, why do you think that? So we can have that conversation.
I feel that the first reaction to the patient being kind of in shock was laugh right away, which is not necessarily necessarily good to a situation where someone is receiving bad news. It's not necessarily to just laugh and, I don't know, it's just...
So it was a bit awkward at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So that's good. Any other comments? Observations? No one else?
I'm interested in...
I suppose that throughout the relationship, she was
you speak up?
I'm sorry. So I thought throughout the relationship, she was still worried about the fence. I think he addressed fully
the concern with the other
fence, yeah.
With the other group.
She was going to have to go back to the group. He sort of left it up to her. He just said we're still going to be friends or something like that.
So not addressing the group issue?
Yeah.
Okay. You wanted to say something?
Somebody who thought he was outstanding, so I wanted to hear from the person who thought.
So I think that this is inherently an awkward situation. I don't think it's realistic to pinpoint specific examples of malaise and say that was an error. I think that overall, based on the gravity of the situation, the participant approached it in a very, tried to offer it in a very lighthearted way, which allowed the other person to accept it in a very lighthearted way. To me, that could have gone poorly, as we stated before, but that did seem to be an organic response that was reciprocated by the other participant. I think that this person covered all the other aspects of the problem in itself, where to get help, the viewpoints of the other students. And I think that, yeah, there were things that could have been improved, like perhaps we could have special student app or something, or, you know, close the physical gap, but overall, looking at that, it's an awkward situation.
Again,
I think
it was
very, very well.
Okay, that's reasonable. Go ahead.
It's interesting that the comments a bit about the entire interaction. My experience with this is really to concentrate on the question asked, not about the entire overall experience. This was about the ability to establish the friendly non-judgment. So to me, I was looking at just what happened at the beginning to establish it and rate that. Because otherwise you end up giving the same mark pretty well all the way down, because you know you're looking at it globally rather than individual. That's always been my problem with this, is breaking down the five questions and making some differentiation sometimes rather than ending up, oh, that was good. So good.
Right. I think that's a very good point, and I think that's why we have the five questions. And so we're going to go through the other questions, but the key here is not everyone's going to be equal, and we're not all going to have equal marks for everything. Everybody's different, right? And so the idea is this was a good station for this candidate. And then for this, in terms of looking at the actual question, so ability to establish a friendly, non-judgmental relationship, I think he did quite well. So we have to look at, and I agree with you, Greg, I think you have to look at the specific question. So we'll move on to the second question. So ability to respond to the student's initial awkwardness and embarrassment upon hearing the news. And so I think that comes back to what you guys said initially, right? That there was that, like, I don't know how to deal with this. I've said something. Is it a bit awkward? So we'll just go quickly through these ones. So fail. Any fails? No. Inadequate? Good? Strong? So about 13. Very strong? Also about 13 or 14. Excellent. And outstanding. Of course, so we really did fall into like a much closer aspect for this. And I think it's probably exactly because of what you said, Greg, that we should focus a little bit more on the actual question. So we'll go to the next one. Communication skills, listening, speaking clearly, use of appropriate language, use of nonverbal cues, questioning, and requests for clarification. So fail, anybody? Inadequate? Good? Strong? So about 5. Very strong? So I would say about 15. Excellent? Okay, and outstanding. So again, I think we've all sort of collapsed into a more narrow range, so that's good. Ability to be helpful in resolving the current situation. So fail, inadequate, good, 2, strong, 6, 8, so about 10, very strong, 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, so about 15, 20. We did excellent, outstanding. Okay, so again, I think everyone, the hard part with these questions is that there's it's a wider range for the good part, like the good to outstanding, and a very small range for the not so good. So, but it's good, we fall into a nice range. Suitability for health professions. So this is that overall gestalt of, do I feel like this person was a good candidate overall? And so that's where it comes to looking at the whole thing overall. So for this candidate, fail, inadequate, good, strong, okay, very strong, okay, and excellent, and outstanding. Okay, so again, I think we fall into a nice range. Yes?
This last one, I wonder, I sometimes see, is it like an average sometimes? Or would it be funny to see this one say just good when the rest have said,
was so great?
I'm wondering in my mind.
I don't know, do you want to?
Sorry, what's the question?
Well, it's just whether the fifth one, which is kind of the same across all stations, right?
Yes.
Okay. Which is kind of the summary one.
Correct.
Should it be, I'm trying to always think, should it be the average of what your other answers are, or should it be, could it be different because you're looking at it more broadly away from that thing we've just seen in front of it? That's what I was talking about.
So I have a perspective, and I'm happy to have everybody else chime in on this conversation. And I think it's a conversation that the MMI committee should have when we look every year at the criteria and how the questions are framed. I don't think it should be an average. It is a kind of global perspective of the performance. I think what this particular question also affords you as a rater is a bit more marge de manoeuvre to recognize other things that are not in the other questions. So a person might distinguish themselves for something that's not actually in the other criteria, but that you think, well, that was remarkable that they did that. I didn't see anybody else do this one thing, draw from their own personal experience or relate some kind of story in a very skillful way, or on the other end of the spectrum, do something that wasn't part of the criteria, but that you didn't like. That's also a space to kind of recognize some things that need to be part of the score, but that don't necessarily have a specific criterion. It does something to the standardization, obviously, and I could be psychometrically way off on this. I'm not a psychometrician. But this is how I've seen raters behave with this kind of station. Does that help? Is that helpful? It is. I don't know if any of the other MMI committee members, maybe Geoffroy, do you want to stand up?
Well, I just have a question because, I mean, it sounds, I mean, I was a little confused by the answer because it sounds almost like then you are rating like an X factor of some kind that you think that the student brings. But I also thought that the student can do very well but not necessarily have like an extra sort of bonus that he brings. And then if that's what the case is, then I'm not sure what more criteria to answer this question anymore. If the person doesn't have this sort of extra zest. Or
then I think you can give it that whole like gestalt feeling.
So I mean maybe my point on that was, maybe you can answer your question. I look at this question more into the fact that would I want this candidate to be my physician?
Okay.
Would it be suitable to be my physician? And I thought that a little bit.
And what I like about it is that even though he's being put in this situation not too long ago, there's those situations where you've never faced them in the past where you have to actually go and tell somebody they have bad breath or they have issues with body odors, whatever. It's not an easy situation, and you don't always have the tools or the experience of doing it, and that comes with time. If we look at, you know, either med students or residents or practicing position for a long time, there's that part of like finesse that will come with time. And in this situation, I think he has all the important aspects of, you know, where he wants to be, or, you know, I would like this guy to be my physician. He's going to improve on, you know, maybe how to react to awkwardness and things like that. But overall, I think he's doing a good job. And I like that question for that, in terms of like, would I see that person, you know, next to me? Yeah.
Any other comment?
I do have one more question. Not so much about this one, but the other ones. So it did actually seem like there was a fairly decent spread amongst, let's say, strong to good to excellent, at least in my opinion. So are there any, without getting too detailed, are there any subcategories that we should address? For example, if you have a score.
Yeah. So on the score sheet,
yeah.
There are descriptive explanations of what
fail criteria means, what good means, what strong means, so that you can actually flesh up, because you might not use those words as anchor words for the kinds of things that you're seeing, but the other descriptors are there, and I can actually show you the score sheet afterwards, and you can read those through. I think maybe we'll look at them, and I think that that would be an easier way of answering your question.
Do you want to pull up the score sheets?
Do you want to do that right away?
Sure. Do you have those?
Yeah, they're just, you'll see them when you scroll. No, they're in here.